USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Texas's Supreme Court lawsuit seeking to overturn the election results in four states is being supported by 17 other states who signed onto a brief from the state of Missouri supporting Texas's suit. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says he's encouraged by the support. He tells Newsmax TV that his suit seeks to ensure that his state's voters are not disenfranchised.
Even though we're in Texas, I'm in Texas, and my voters are in Texas, we fought off all of these lawsuits. We had 12 lawsuits that we won that focused on these type of issues of mail-in ballots and signature verification, and we were successful in maintaining our legislative stance. Well, so my voters were protected, but this is a national election, and the fact that this happened in other states has an impact of disenfranchising my voters.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
48 attorneys general and the Federal Trade Commission have filed antitrust lawsuits against social media giant Facebook. In announcing the suit from the states, New York Attorney General Letitia James says that Facebook used its power and position to buy their competition or to stomp them out.
For nearly a decade, Facebook has used its dominance and monopoly power to crush smaller rivals and snuff out competition, all at the expense of everyday users. By using its vast troves of data and money, Facebook has squashed or hindered what the company perceived as potential threats. They've reduced choices for consumers. They stifled innovation, and they degraded privacy protections for millions of Americans.
Both suits are seeking to have Facebook sell off two of the company's major acquisitions, Instagram and WhatsApp. The company responded to the filings, saying in a statement that antitrust laws are not meant to punish successful businesses, but to protect consumers. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk confirming he has left Silicon Valley for the Lone Star State. Tim Berg has the details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Tesla's CEO Elon Musk says he's relocated to the Lone Star State. Musk revealing his move from California to Texas during the Wall Street Journal's CEO Council annual summit on Tuesday.
For myself, yes, I have moved to Texas. We've got the Starship development here in South Texas, where I am right now. There's a lot of things that are really great about California. Obviously, it's the biggest economy in the country, most number of people. I do think that if a team has been winning for too long, they do tend to get a little complacent, a little entitled, and then they don't win the championship anymore. So California's been winning for a long time, and I think they're taking it for granted a little bit.
Tesla is still headquartered in California, as is SpaceX, his aerospace firm, but Musk has other business interests in Texas that he cited as factors in his decision. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And LSU is opposing a one-year bowl ban this season, a year after winning the national championship. The school announced the self-imposed ban Wednesday, stemming from an NCAA investigation into improper payments of players by boosters. The school had already self-imposed a loss of 8 scholarships over 2 years because of payments to players by alum and current Cleveland Browns wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. The NCAA's investigation into these alleged violations will continue. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.